Honor and Praise Report is, I know our grandchildren are really heavy in our hearts at times. We see them doing things and we see them not responding to Jesus, either our children or our grandchildren. Well, when we were in Eastern Washington last week, I read a verse from the Passion Bible to my granddaughter, and she was absolutely excited. So yesterday, she went out and bought the part of the Passion Translation, and she sent this back to me. It's Romans 8, 15, and 16. She was so excited. I am so excited when my grandchildren or children get excited about the Word of God. How about you? So she shared this verse with me, and I'm going to share it with you. And did you not receive the spirit of religious duty leading you back into the fear of never being good enough? No, you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, Beloved Father, Abba. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, You are God's beloved child. Amen. And I tell you, my heart rang not only as I read it for myself, but for her, because she never felt she was good enough. She's used that exact phrase with me I don't know how many times. Baba, I'm just not good enough. I don't measure up. I'm just not good enough. And her eyes fell on this verse in Romans as she bought this translation. And I am so thrilled. God ministered to my granddaughter. I am so excited that I mentioned it to her. If you get excited about a Bible or translation, mention it to your grandkids. They might get it, or better yet, get it for them even. But this word, as it was translated, didn't minister to her out of the King James, but out of the Passion Translation it ministered. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Psalm 29. I don't know how many of you read it this morning. I did. Several have. Great. Well, it's too good for me to center on one or two verses. We're going to stand and we're going to say it together, because by the time I was done reading this, my feet were absolutely dancing at home. I had to stand up and do a little ditty. So let's stand, and I hope all of you will do a little ditty after you've read it. A David Psalm. Bravo. God, bravo. Gods and all angels shout encore, in awe before the glory, in awe before God's visible power. Stand at attention. Dress your best to honor him. God thunders across the waters. Brilliant his voice and its face, streaming brightness. God, across the flood waters, God's thunder tympanic, God's thunder symphonic, God's thunder smashes cedars, God topples the northern cedars, the mountain ranges skip like spring colts, the high ridges jump like wild kid goats. God's thunder spits fire. God thunders. The wilderness quakes. He makes the desert of Kadesh shake. God's thunder sets the oak trees dancing, a wild dance whirling. The pelting rain strips their branches. We fall to our knees. We call out, glory! Amen! Glory to God. This is a powerful God. Not a simpy God, but a powerful God. And that's who we are, a part of his family. We are part of the family of this powerful, powerful God. And we have the privilege of worshiping him this morning. Let's sing. let's praise, let's worship him. Amen.